Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, as you get busy and more things are going on, we have to watch it as ministers. But there's time and time again, I'll be all primed and I got all kind of things lined up and the Lord will deal with me. No, I want you to take time and make an investment into them. And they may not realize it. They might have thought I had nothing to do and I'm just sitting there talking. But to me, I'm sowing a seed. Are you listening to me now? I'm sowing a seed. I'm making an investment. And, you know, it's such a wonderful thing. Sometimes you can see people are troubled by something. And our desire is to get that burden off of them. Right? And so many times we might not even see and know the full answer, but we can just jump on the thing by faith. Lord, show us. Show us the answer in your word. Show us what to do and then start praying and start talking and start looking at this thing and just talking faith over it and talking faith. And as you do, in his light, you'll get light. You'll see light. Next thing you know, y'all will both be shouting and the burden will be removed. You are willing though to sow a seed of your time and your faith into them. How many know one of the biggest problems we have in this life right now is people who are too busy. They ain't got time. They ain't got time to take up with anybody for anything. Right? People don't have time for their kids. They don't have time for their husband. They don't have time for their wife. They don't have time. Somebody says, I know it. That's what I've been trying to tell him. It's not for you to demand that they give you time. You're missing the whole deal. It's about you sowing into them. I know it, Brother Keith. I'm so glad you're talking about this because I've been telling them for years they're supposed to be giving me time. I've been telling them for years they're supposed to have been walking in love with me. Wrong. You've missed the whole deal. That's you being selfish. You wanting somebody to do something for you still. That's being fleshy, carnal, baby, whiny. No. You want to sow to them. And sometimes it can be, you know, maybe you think you need time, but you can tell that they can help somebody else. So you sow what would have been your time so they can help somebody else. Thank you for those three. Amen. No one of them has spent time with me. I know you, baby. I need me time. You need to grow up. See, all this gimme, gimme, I need. That's all about your flesh. Flesh, self-centered, thinking about what I need and I want, my time. You're not a giver. You're not thinking about giving. Love will say, no, take care of them. I'll be fine. Is that right? No, go on, do it. Yeah, but it was going to be, you know, I don't know how many times, you know, Phyllis and I. Kingdom comes first. Not birthdays. Not anniversaries. Not family. Did you hear me? Kingdom comes first. Did he say, seek ye first the kingdom of God? Parenthesis. Of course, not with your family. Family comes really first, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And if something come up we had planned or something we were going to do, but some kingdom business comes up needs to be done, we don't feel deprived and sorry for ourselves and pout. It's a seed. It just makes it more of a precious seed. Are y'all with me now? Somebody say precious seed. Keep reading. Verse 6, let him that's taught in the word communicate with him that teaches in all good things. Word communicate means to share or to sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Say it out loud. God is not mocked. Now let's just stop here. We've read this, but I don't think we've understood this very well. God is not mocked concerning what? What's the subject? Sowing and reaping. God is not mocked for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now people have taken that and just as a negative thing and go, yeah, you reap what you sow. Well, depending on what you sowed, you would either go, uh-oh. Or you'd go, glory to God. Depending on what you sowed. Right? For he that sows to his selfish flesh. Whose flesh is selfish? See, you didn't want to answer that one, did you? Yours. Mine. Everybody's flesh is selfish. He that sows to his selfish flesh shall of his selfish flesh reap corruption. That's decay and failure. Corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit of God, Spirit of love, shall of the Spirit of love reap life everlasting. What makes a seed of flesh, or a seed of the Spirit? So we talked about this before. But we got to get our mind renewed to it, because it's not something that you normally think. Money, when you sow money in the offering plate, did you give it to God if you did it right? Well, that cash don't make it to heaven. Right? That check, that stuff in your account, what did you give to him then? Was it real? Did you give him anything? It was a spiritual, if you really gave properly, there a spiritual substance. You put love and faith into that seed. And he receives the love and faith. The bank gets a paper. The paper, it's not going to matter in a short amount of time. But he gets the real seed, the core of the seed, not the husk. Are y'all with me now? What makes a seed of the Spirit a seed of the Spirit? Love and faith. What makes a seed to the flesh a seed of flesh? Selfishness. Hate. Selfishness. It's not just the action you did that was the seed. It was what was in your heart when you did it. It was your motivation. It was why. And when you sow selfishness, you sow taking, you sow hurting, even if you didn't mean it maliciously, it's just in order to get what you wanted, somebody else had to get hurt. Let me tell you something about, you know, people try to justify things and schemes. Is this okay or is it not? Did somebody else have to lose for you to benefit? Are you with me? Then it's not okay. And you went on through with it. Why? Well, you hurt them. You were a partner. Well, somebody was going to take their money. Might as well be me. I'll tithe off of it. If there was selfishness in it, then it is a seed of the flesh. And what you sow, everything produces after its own kind. You sow tomato seed, you're not going to reap watermelons. Amen. Right? And you sow selfish seed, you're not going to reap love. Somebody's going to be selfish with you. Somebody's going to hurt you. Somebody's going to take you. And there's a lot of folk, they've been being hurt. A lot of things have been going on wrong in their life. I'm talking about particularly adults now. And you need to look back. You've sown some stuff that you shouldn't have sown. And some folk need to believe for some crop failures right now. and ask God for mercy, right? And then get on it, sowing some love seed. He said, if you sow whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. Good or bad, if you sow to your selfish flesh, you will of the selfish flesh reap decay, corruption. If you sow to the Spirit love and faith, you will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You don't always reap the day after you sow, or the week or the month after you sowed. But don't get weary. Keep on sowing. Keep on believing. And it'll come back to you. Hallelujah. What is it, Brother Osteen, John Osteen, who's in heaven now, I think he used to say this. He said, God don't pay up every Friday. He don't pay up every end of the month. Or even every end of the year. But you stay with him, payday's coming. Payday's coming, and he'll do it in the way that you'll get the most benefit out of it. Amen. There's been several things in our life in the last several years that happened that, I was believing, and we sowed big seed, and we're standing and believing, and it didn't happen this year, and it didn't happen the next year, and it didn't happen in 5 years, and we're thinking, when's this coming? And then something came. And when it came, I'm thinking, God, you are so smart. If you'd have done it the way I was thinking, I'd have given half of it in taxes. And you had a plan. Getting something for half of what it normally would cost you. You not only saved that, but you saved all the taxes and all the insurance. And all, you understand what I'm saying? God's smart. Don't just look at dollars and see how you're reaping. Opportunities and health and strength, and list goes on and on and on, but you're reaping life. Now look, in verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially them that are of the household of faith. Do good means what? How are you going to do good? Well, what's the passage talking about? Sowing. What is the principle of the kingdom? Sowing and reaping. What's the main way that we sow? We sow in love. Seeds of love, seeds of faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Kingdom Principle, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1402J. That's R-1402J, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.